Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shira's sponsor is, of course, HaToyv Tov Kadosh Baruch Hu and the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Vov in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition. We're starting the top of Amud Aleph. Says Bo Matzanu Shalei Chorav Abayis Barishoyno Elishu Oyvedim Avar Dezoro Umigali Marayos V'Shoyv Chedomim. The reason why the first piece of English was Nechrov is because it did Avar Dezoro, Gilu Arayis, Ashvichos Domim. They did the three Averis Chamurus, three cardinal sins. V'chen B'sheini. So the Korban Eidah learns that V'chen B'sheini is a statement. Also, Beis HaMikdash HaSheini had the three cardinal sins. But the Pnei Moshe learns is a question. V'chen B'sheini, is the second Beis HaMikdash also have these sins? So this is Gemara B'yuchon B'min Sor Sohomai. Matzanu Shiloi Chorvo Shiloi Elu Shemivazim Es HaMoyadus. The reason why Shiloi, Mishkan Shiloi, was Chorv is because they're Mivazim the Moyadus. Chaim says in the second explanation that they didn't go out, they were not oil la regel. U'michalim Es HaKotshim. Because the Koranim took the Kotshim B'chazaka with force. Matzanu Shiloi Chorvo Bais B'Rishoino Elu Shiloi Oyvdei Avar Dezoro U'migal HaRoyis V'Shoyv Chimdomim. Beis HaMikdash Rishon was Nechor because of the Zohar Gilu Arayis Shvichos Domim. Aval B'Sheini, Makirim Onu Oysom. The second Beis HaMikdash, we know them. Shui Yigei B'Tor, they learn Torah very well. They're Zehirim B'Mitzvah, they're very careful in doing the mitzvahs. Uve Maestros, and they kept Shumas Maestros. V'chol Vesis Toivo Oysom B'Hem. Any Midah Toivo you can think they had. Elo Shayu Oavim Esamomon V'Soinim Eilu Le'Eilu Sinas Chinam. They loved money, and they hated each other Sinas Chinam. V'koshi sinas chinam sheishkulo keneged avodah zorah v'gilu arayis v'shichos domim. Sinas chinam of the Bais Sheini is keneged avodah zorah gilu arayis v'shichos domim of the first Beis HaMikdash. You see how terrible sinas chinam is. According to Pnei Moshe, the Gemara brings here the Rayo that that's the reason Chor Beis HaMikdash Sheini, and not because the three Averis Chamuras. So the Gemara Dalma is a story. Abzeir v'Av Yaakov v'Acho v'Ravuno v'Yasvin. They're sitting down. Amin b'yoyser sherberisher nivno or b'sheni loy nivno, meaning it's worse. Sinas chinam is worse than the three averes chamuras. Why? Because b'sheni sherberisher nivno was rebuilt afterwards. B'sheni the sheni was not built yet. Om abzeiro rishoni mosu tshuva v'shtim loy mosu tshuva. So abzeiro, the first ones they did tshuva. That's why the b'sheni was rebuilt. But the sheni they didn't do tshuva. Till today you have sinas chinam. The first ones, the Averis, were in public. Everybody knew what they did wrong. So also the Kates was Nizgala, we know when the Golos ends, was ended after 70 years. Hashnim, the second ones, we don't, the Averis was Beseser, meaning outside they look like Tzadikim, and nobody knew the Rishoyim in heart. And Lo Nizgala Kitzom, so the Golos also, there's no end to the Golos that we can see. Shalut Ablazo Doros Achorim Ksherim in Rishayim? Is the later generations better than the Rishayim? Ona Medeichim Beis Abchiro Yochiach. You want to have see the your best testimony is the Beis HaMikdash. The what? In the original Beis HaMikdash of Asinu Heviris Atikra. Asinu caused the Mechanetza destroyed the ceiling of Beis HaMikdash, but not the walls. V'yagil is Masach Yehuda, that's the Pasuk. He took away the Masach, the roof. Avahanu piapanu saksolim. But between the Sheni, the entire thing was destroyed. As the Pasuk says, Armim aru aru ade yesoidbo, destroy until its foundation. Omru koldor sheinu nivno biyomov, malim olav kiilu hui chrivoi. Any generation, but something wasn't built in that generation, is as if it was destroyed in that generation. Gemara continues, quotes the Mishnah, maskinim lo kohen acher tachto shema yerab psul, they appoint another kohen to replace him if he has a psul. Do we put them together? Do we designate them together? Amar Chagai Moshe, that's the Gemara of Rav Chaim. Moshe is loshon shvuah. Tein miyachadin li imei dukotale. They don't put them together because he will kill him. Meaning the first Kohen Gadol may kill the second Kohen Gadol because of Eva, because of envy that he's there waiting to replace him. Continues the Gemara. Gemara quotes the pasuk Oisoi, referring to Asiris Eva. Echod Moishchim ve'ein Moishchim shnayim. You do Mashiach only for one coin, not for two. Omar B'Yuchon, is that a full drasha? Mipnei Eva. Just because of Eva, I don't do Mashiach to the second one. Over Zeh v'shimish Zeh. If the first one was removed because it became pasul, and they appointed the second one to be the Kohen Gadol, Harishon kol gedushas kehuna olav. The first one still remains a Kohen Gadol. V'ashen yein v'kosher lo le Kohen Gadol v'lo le kol hedyot. The sheni cannot be not a Kohen Gadol and not a Kohen Hedyot. He can't be a Kohen Gadol because of Eivah, as we just said. And he can't be a Kohen Hedyard because Ma'alim B'Kodesh Vein Moridim. He's already, officially, he's a Kohen Gadol. And that's the word continues. If he was passed on, and now he came back and did Avodah, it is kosher because he is a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara now, Avodosoy Mishalmi, meaning once you remove the first Kohen Gadol, and you're pointing the second one, the power that he has to bring comes from who? The first Kohen Gadol, he has to bring the power and a serious Eifel. What happens now when you have someone who comes to replace him? Continues the Gemara Amud Bey, his Nishmehino Minado. We'll learn from the following. Maisa Bibin Ilom Mitziporim. It was a story, Bin Ilom Mitziporim, She'ara Keri Le Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol got a carry, couldn't, meaning he saw carry and he was not able to do Avodah. V'nechaz ben Ilum v'shimish tachtov b'kuna gedoylo. So Ilum came and replaced the Kohen Gadol. K'she yotzo Omar l'melech. He went out, he spoke to the king. Reb Chaim explains, because they were memune based on the king was memane the Kohen Gadol. So he told the king, asked the king the following question. Adoyni ha-melech, par v'seir shiyom ha-kippurim m'shilim kravim or m'shil Kohen Gadol? So the par v'seir of Yom Kippur, who's going to bring them? Is it coming from me or the Kohen Gadol that was replaced? Meaning, if it's coming from the Kohen Gadol that I replaced, that means I'm only a temporary substitute. But if it's coming, I have to bring it, I become the Kohen Gadol. The Yoda Melech Mao Shu'alu. So the king understood exactly the question. Omolo bin Elam, Elu loydayecho, Elo sheshimashta shu'achas v'rish misha omar v'hoyo oylam. You should be happy with the opportunity that you had to be Mishamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a short amount of time. Don't think that you're becoming a Kohen Gadol right now. So Rabbi Nil understood this was only a temporary substitute, and you may lay the Gemara understands that the Korbanos come from the first Kohen Gadol. Continues the Gemara, Maisa B'Shimon M'Kimchis Shiotzo L'Daber Im HaMelech Erev Yom Kippur. He went to speak to the king in Erev Yom Kippur. Here we're talking about a king was a goy. And a saliva came from the mouth of the king and fell on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. So then his brother Yehuda replaced him. He did the Kohen Gadol. So the mother saw two of her children become a Kohen Gadol on the same day. Says the Gemara, Shiva Bani Mayula Kimchis. Kimchis had seven children. They all were Mishamish Bekuna Gdol. Here in this Yerushalm, we have an answer to a question. The Gemara also brings it. It sounds like she saw children that died. And that's a terrible thing. But you see from this Yerushalm, from the previous sentence, that it doesn't mean that they died, but they were substitute for the Kohen Gadol. So she had this chus that each one of her children had a chance to be a Kohen Gadol. What are you doing so well that you're zoyche to have all your children as a Kohen Gadol? Says, she's doing a shvua if the beams in her house saw her hair or the inside part of her clothing. Meaning she was very, very tsenua and her hair was always covered and she never took off their clothing in a way that the inside was seen. Amun kol kimcho kemach. Every kimcha, it means flower. The kimcho de kimchis. But the flower the kimchis does, meaning her children, soilless. That's the most pure flower. The Koran Allah and the Pasuk they read on her was called kvudo basmelach primo. All the covet is inside. Mimishboz zov levusho. And this is the Pasuk which teaches about tzniyas, that she was very tzenua. Says the Gemara, Yechol Yeh Meshuach Ben Choma Mevi Asir Seifa. So now the Gemara is turning to speak about Meshuach Ben Choma. Meshuach Ben Choma is the Kohen who is responsible to speak to the Am when they go to war. He's the one who's going with them to war. And he's called the Meshuach Ben Choma. Does he bring Asir Seifa like a Kohen Gadol? Tavud Loimar Tachtov Mibonov. Et Shebnoi Oime Tachtov Mevi Asir Seifa. Only the one, Kohen Gadol, that his son, if he's appropriate, continues his lineage and becomes a Kohen. That's the one who brings us here Seifa. Yotzo Meshuach Ben Choma, Sheim Bnoi Metachtov. Meshuach Ben Choma, his son doesn't stand, he doesn't continue his job. How do you know really, Meshuach Ben Choma, his child doesn't replace him? Tomod Loima, Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shem HaKoyen Tachtov Mibonov, Asher Yavo Yil Oil Moit. So the Pesuk says, this child, who comes into El Moed. Ain't Shuba El Moed, the Kohen who does that void in El Moed, Lishayas Bekoidish, to Shirus over there. But no, you're Metaktov, so someone places him. Yotzum Shuach and Chomash, ain't nobody to El Moed, Shuach and Chomash, it goes to war, it doesn't go to El Moed, Lishayas Bekoidish, to Shirus Bekoidish, so his son does not replace him. Uminayin should be smart in the Kohen Gadol. How do we know that Kohen Mashiach and Chomash could be a Kohen Gadol? I mean, it's not that it's if he's a Kohen Mashiach, he will never be a Kohen Gadol. He may be a Kohen Gadol as well. Shenemar Pirchas ben Elazar Nagid Aya Aleim Lifnim Hashem Imoy. So this is a Pirchas ben Elazar that he was a Kohen Gadol, and before that he was the Mashiach and Chama when they went to war in Mechemes Midian. So now regarding the pasuk, it says Lifnim Hashem Imoy. The symbol of the saying means Hashem was with him from a long time ago. So Rabbi Yosi, because I have a bayi mikdiro leablozer Rabbi Yosi. When he wanted to chaper Blazer Rabbi Yosi, when they give a little shtach, when they tell him, you should know, you're now learning like you learned when you were young. Avomer lei lifnim imoy. He says, look what it says by Pirchos. He was before with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnim imoy b'mei zimro micho. When the time of Zimri, when someone did something wrong, means Zimri did something wrong to be with the daughter of Kozi Batsur. So he went and he was the Kanoi. But later, he didn't say it, even though they did something wrong, but he didn't do a mecha. So you see, he got older, he was, you know, less of a zealous. And that was a Musar Haskel to say, you get older, you lose a little bit of your touch of the koiches that you had before. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Yumo Davov.